Lights are blinding tonight. Overconfident, she speaks in confidence to anyone who will listen. Secrets dripping off her lips, she'll find somebody else to kiss. Morning light, after biting the stain.
And welcome back to the charts. That was J. Lee Wolf debuting this week with her new album, Daughter of the Haze, out of Creston, B.C. That song was called Gold. Before that, at 7, we had Fraying by Fontaine from good buddy Alex Ferns with Scandal from Symphonie Publique sous Influence. And we also heard from William Prince. The song was called On Rolls the Wheel, and Alex Cuba's El DMS Triste before that at number 10 from the album Andalay. Coming up now, Mac DeMarco, who has been charting away in the charts for, well, the last several months. He is still at number 5 from his album Guitar. We're going to listen to Knockin', followed by Alex Little's Forever from Spider in the Sink. What a scary thought that is. And we've got the title track from Afternoon Bike Ride's album Running with Scissors, this week at number 3 in the charts. Here's Mac DeMarco with Knockin' right now from Guitar at 5.
Memories that you'd already filed away. Knockin'. Days of feeling low you thought had gone to stay. Knockin'. That you don't know how to spend. Knocking. Letters that you wrote but never sent. Knocking. Still need answering. Knocking. Answers that you gave to keep them wondering. Knocking. Freedom you're too scared to execute. Freedom that you earned by bending truth.
Remember since I felt this bad, since I felt this out of control. It's been a while, honey, since this rotten pain found its way back out. Forever.
On the charts, you just heard Afternoon Bike Ride from the title track from their album Running with Scissors. This week at number three, Alex Little's Forever from Spider in the Sink, and Mac DeMarco started off that set at number five from Guitar. That song was called Knockin'. Coming up now at number two, we've got Ribbon Skirt, still in the charts from Pensacola, the second of two EPs they released in 2025. We're going to listen to the title track, followed by Begonia, this week again at number one. We're going to listen to So High from her brilliant new album, Fantasy Life. Thanks for tuning into the charts, produced here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Don't forget to drop by our website at cfrc.ca and stop by our Instagram and follow us at CFRC Music to stay up with the latest and all the great programming we have every single day on our airwaves. It's been a pleasure. We'll see you next time.
child's play. Wanna be like me, then do it every day. Never leave the house, never shave your legs. Don't worry about the time that's ticking away.
Let's get so high.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. The songs of two common finches provide a steady soundtrack in cities across North America. There's the house finch and the American goldfinch. While they can sound similar, a couple of key features help set them apart. House finches sing sweetly, but often have a sharp, buzzy note near the end. Listen. American goldfinches improvise the order of their songs, which can make them confusing to ID at first. But the songs have a few things in common. Goldfinches sing rapidly, often repeating a note several times. And while not part of the song, a singing American goldfinch might make the species' signature call, which sounds a bit like someone saying, potato chip. So, one more time. Here's a house finch, more melodic and with a buzzy note near the end. And here's an American goldfinch saying potato chip and repeating notes. Listen for these birds singing over the sidewalk from spring to the end of summer. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support for Bird Note is provided by Mary Piggott from Seattle, Washington, and generous listeners around the world.